This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Anti-immigrant signs spotted at a Denver bus stop today have been taken down. An RTD bus driver reported the metal signs, which included race-baiting tropes about immigrants, black people, and Vice President Kamala Harris at 5 a.m. this morning. Chicago Transit Authority confirmed identical signs posted during the Democratic National Convention were removed in Chicago. Denver police are investigating this incident as a possible bias-motivated crime. A hearing was held today for one pro-Palestinian protester arrested on the Denver Auraria campus last spring. CPR's Paolo Shelster reports trial dates are coming up for some demonstrators.
During the first week of an anti-war camp set up on the Auraria campus's Tivoli Quad last spring, 40 people were arrested by police officers on trespassing charges. About half were students or professors on the three-university campus. Several jury trials begin this week as they face trespassing and obstruction charges, punishable by up to a year in jail and or a fine. The anti-war camp was voluntarily taken down by organizers 3 months ago after protester demands were largely unmet. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Operators of the new Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs have agreed to make changes in response to noise complaints. Mayor Yemi Mobolade and city staff met with the venue's operators Wednesday. The two sides agreed to four sets of additional measures to further limit the sound levels heard in the surrounding neighborhood. Those include no fireworks and expanding a two-foot-thick barrier to help dampen noise. Residents, including one city councilman, had complained that the noise levels during concerts kept them awake and exacerbated